Tuesday morning, of course, is when you know it's time for the Tuesday Book Club. Andrew Popel from 2SER's own Final Draft comes in, and we share a little bit of the written word with you. Now, last week we told you we were going to be talking about Maria Lewis's brand new book, Look Who's Afraid 2. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And I'm really excited to be here. We are discovering the supernatural werewolf-tastic Who's Afraid series. We do like a good series here.
I do love a good series. And look, I'm a sucker. An absolute sucker for a good supernatural story. Always have been.
And this is for all the listeners out there. Kind of get in on the ground floor. Just from what we've seen so far, I would expect that we're going to get a bit more of Who's Afraid in the years to come. But yeah, this is from Maria Lewis. She's a Sydney local. You may have come across her writing in a host of online and print forms from Junkie and BuzzFeed, New York Post. Who's Afraid came out last year. Its sequel, Who's Afraid 2, has just released. And look, a warning, this review does contain some minor spoilers for Who's Afraid. And look, quite honestly, people, you've got a talented author sitting on your doorstep. Why haven't you checked out the debut novel yet?
Very good point.
Yeah, so the setup sees 20-something art curator Tommy Grayson travelling from her adoptive home in Scotland to New Zealand to trace her heritage. More specifically, to find her dad, the man she's been led to believe is pretty horrible and generally persona non grata. On arrival, Tommy tracks down the fam, who reveal to her she's actually a werewolf, in fact, a member of the most powerful pack in New Zealand, and subsequent glorious violence ensues. So Who's Afraid 2 is set in the aftermath of the first book. Tommy moves to Berlin to train with a pack of rogue werewolves, brood about all the death, and generally just be in one of the coolest cities in the world. Of course, it isn't a Lonely Planet city guide, and so Eldritch Evil soon turns up, and Tommy is faced with controlling her wolf to take it down. Now, I don't know about you, Nick. I think as soon as you engage with a popular or at least a well-worn mythos, you invite comparisons and you carry baggage that perhaps you haven't checked. Werewolves run the gamut, from our unchecked primitive inner beast to our unrequited lovely abs glistening in the twilight. Their lunar cycles and seeming lack of control nod to the id, the human id, and seem to suggest that deep within us is an uncontrolled cosplayer just aching to go all Marvel Phase 3 on your ass. New Mutants is tipped, and Wolfsbane was clearly one of the best characters.
Absolutely one of the best characters, yeah.
In fact, of all the pop culture references in Who's Afraid, I'm surprised it wasn't a Wolfsbane reference. So Tommy is a werewolf of a different stripe, however. And both Who's Afraid and Who's Afraid 2 are devoted to chronicling her development from a relatively late developing lycanthrope. So she sort of has her first change in her early mid-20s, when most werewolves are going around about the adolescent stage, into one of the baddest wolf warriors out there. So one element of the story the reader must consider is, what are you looking for from a werewolf novel? Maria writes heavily with a character-driven focus. If you want to get nostalgic, think Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, Batman, crossed with plenty of Buffy and the Scooby Gang. There's lots of delving into who Tommy is and how that's impacted by the wolfing out. There's still plenty of superhuman wolf moments as Tommy hones her skills under the tutelage of the mysterious Lorcan, but these are tethered to her development as a person and not simply gratuitous gore-is-fun moments. So Who's Afraid and Who's Afraid 2 aim for a distinctly contemporary take on lycanthropy and the supernatural world. The epic questiness is tampered by individuals who just want to live their lives and suffer greatly in the aftermath of their abilities. After two books, Tommy still feels like a character who's developing and maturing. This is probably smart from Maria. While audiences will clearly expect self-contained action stories, they are also savvy enough to want to look forward to a future and a character that's going to promise new horizons. I think that's what, you know, Maria wants to do.
Absolutely. Look, I think for me, the first book did such a wonderful job of setting up both her, but also showing this bigger world and getting us ready for the fact that we were only just dipping our toe in with Tommy. I really like that.
Very much so. I'm curious to see where it develops, because I think Maria has sort of thrown a lot of balls in the air and there's a lot of stories she can follow now. So that's going to be really interesting to see where it goes.
I really like the European setting as well for some reason. I think that's just really quite well put together.
You've got New Zealand, you've got Scotland, you've got Germany. Yeah. This is a jet-setting werewolf.
She is a jet-setting werewolf. And even just the fact she works in art curation in the first book. I love that. That's just such a nice little touch.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to be a werewolf, you've I guess you need a day job. Why not art curation?
You have to have a day job. You can't have a night job.
It would have been cliched if she was a butcher or...
Would have been entertaining, though.
And you just, yeah. But yeah, look, I think this is a really, really fascinating series. And as I said, you've got these two first books setting up so much. It'll be really interesting to see where Maria takes it from here.
Absolutely. Rich and broad and well worth jumping in on. Speaking of jumping in, people want to read along for next week. What are we going to be talking about?
So next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview. I'm going to show you or tell you about the new Australian Classics Book Club. Another book club? What? Another book club?
Book club in your book club.
Coming up on Final Draft.
Fantastic. Andrew, we'll talk next week.
See you then, Nick.